We're entering Advent, and it's a wonderful time to meditate and ask God for enlightenment on his plan as we see it unfold and really understand it. There is a line in the letter to the Hebrews, it's chapter 10, verse 1. The author is going to start talking about the law. And he says, the law, having the shadow, or the sketch, the skia, of the good things to come, but not the very icon of the realities. And it goes on. But the great saints and mystics jumped on that text because it clarifies for us God's plan. Let's look at it. The law, meaning all God's provision for Israel and what he planned and prepared through Israel. You see, having it had a sketch, a skia, a shadow of the good things to come. It's real. And it had a shadow. God chose a people. He gave them laws. He gave them revelation. There were saints among them. But it was a shadow of the good things to come. Then it says, but not the very icon of the realities. And notice now we have two other divisions, icon and realities. Is that okay? Shadow, icon, realities. You got it? Yeah, I know it's early in the morning, but if we get this, it's a big help, you see. That's God's plan. So we have the icon of the realities. We have the reality. This is the toughest part now. We have the realities, but not in the way of existing that is proper to them. Let me give you an example. The Eucharist, in a way, is an icon. It is Jesus Christ, the Lord, in all his glory and majesty and beauty, surrounded by the angels and the saints who worship him. But that's not the mode of existence that we see. He's here, totally here, present. That's icon. It's not shadow, it's real. But it's not the way of existing that's normal to him. Okay? You know, when I first saw this studying years and years and years ago, I thought I'd discovered something. Wow. And then when I started reading the Fathers of the Church, they all said it. You know, so I wasn't original. Thank God. But you see, so the plan is, Ambrose puts it into, I was going to say English, he puts it into Latin. There's figura and veritas, you see. And so we're living in the time when all the realities are present, but not the way they will be forever. Their own proper mode of existence. Is that clear? Okay, now, we have today this text in Isaiah. This is prophecy. It's prophecy that there will be a king. He will, a shoot will sprout from the stump of Jesse. Who's Jesse? He's the father of David. So from the Davidic line, there will come a shoot, and from his roots, a bud will blossom. This is beautiful, poetic. We're going to have a king. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him. A spirit of wisdom and understanding and counsel and strength, knowledge and fear of the Lord. Those are the endowments of an ideal king. We're going to have such a king. And we do. You see? So we are celebrating the fulfillment of this prophecy. but still an icon. There's more to come. And Advent is the time when we remind ourselves that this is icon time until the Lord comes back. Tomorrow, 1,000 years from now, it will be the same Lord. If it were to happen during the middle of Mass, we'd say, oh, Jesus, you're here. He's here. See, God promised to come among us, and he has come among us. But we live that in icon, if you see what I mean. You see, we live that in the reality is here. And that's why it says in that text, not the law having a shadow of the good things that come, and not the very icon of the realities. So Advent is the time when we celebrate, we have the realities, and we yearn for their fulfillment. And in that sense, you see, we are still waiting like Israel. But we're not waiting like Israel for somebody we don't know. He's been among us. He's talked to us. He feeds us on his body and blood. He lives in us. He guides us. He loves us. And all these qualities of this ideal king, which are his, he has given to us. And that's what we call the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Wisdom, counsel, all those things, you see. Wow. So that we can be the proper ruler of our own life. And, build the church. The holiness and the purity and the intensity of the longing of Israel is something we can hardly grasp unless we start to feel the same. Now, they were yearning for, they had a sketch, they had a shadow, they had a, you know. And look how much they loved the Lord. This prophet wrote this. And when this bud shall blossom from the root of Jesse, this king, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, not like the judges and the others, that is, come upon him and leave. Stay with him. That's why John the Baptist says, you see, that I saw the Spirit of God come and rest on him. John says about the baptism. You see, it comes to rest on him. But he shares all that with us. So we have a spirit of wisdom and understanding, of counsel and strength, to be kings in our own life and to guide one another. The holiness of these blessed texts, you know, and the greatness of what God did for the Jewish people. Now, you see, we know that the fulfillment has come, but in icon, there's more. There's more. He's going to rule. The wolf will be a guest of the lamb. The leopard lie down. There's going to be no violence. They tell the story of an old rabbi, and they were, some of the younger Jewish fellows were saying, you know, the Christians say that the Messiah has already come. And he goes, he looks out the window and he says, not yet. Because he couldn't see the icon. But he could see that there's more to come. That's why we yearn for the Lord. And we're praying, you see, for that new and mysterious presence of Christ in our lives, in our families, in the church, for the sake of the world. This is not a game. We're not making believe. Let's pretend Jesus is coming. He came. He died. He rose. He bestows his grace on us. That's done. And yet, there's more. And if we pray, there can be the foreshadowing of that more for us and for the whole world. This is not, the liturgical year of the church is not a theater piece. It's very serious. It's the mystical presence of Christ building his church. And during Advent, we yearn. St. Thomas points out, look at all the prophecies that are not yet fulfilled. Think about that. Have you ever seen the wolf, the guest of the lamb, the leopard lie down with the kid? It's the word of God. It's a promise. Therefore, there's more to come. But the heart of the promise is among us.